It's a time where you're planning all those summer vacations, but before you get on the plane, there are some hidden health hazards. What are they? Let's check in with the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider. The Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider. You can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, I'm getting on a plane. What do I need to know?
I don't know if you saw this, but recently it sort of went viral where a man was stuck in the bathroom for 30 minutes. Did you see that, you guys?
I did not see
that. On a
Delta
flight, and the pilot had to rescue him.
What, you mean,
it is
the door?
A tight bathroom, but how do you get stuck in the bathroom?
The new Delta planes have shrunk the size of their bathrooms in order to accommodate more rows, and the lock got stuck. They had to break the door, and the pilot had to do it. It was insane.
Wow.
So
who's driving the plane?
Yeah. Right.
The pilot's like,
exactly.
Give me
what?
The plunger.
You know what? Prioritize. He's got to get me out of this room. I'm with that.
Aside from just being careful with the door, there are a lot of different things that you need to know before you get on a plane. If you ask the flight attendants things that they would avoid, one of them is the hot coffee and tea. Getting hot coffee and tea on a plane, you want to get that in the airport. They did a study in the different water collection systems within the plane itself, and they are very, very rarely sanitized.
That's disgusting.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
No, and I am the first person to order a coffee on a plane.
Really?
Yeah.
They recommend avoiding ice as well for similar reasons. So if you're going for ginger ale, get it without ice.
Okay. I always get the ice.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a terrible person.
So do I. I get coffee also, just like Anna.
Yeah. Yeah. Coffee with ice. Now you're really trying to kill yourself. Okay.
Now, here's another really interesting thing. If you look at people that get sick on an airplane, and the filtration systems have been upgraded since COVID. So studies have shown that filters on most planes can remove about 99% of like nasty particles. But the people that are in the aisle seat are more likely to get sick than people on the window seat. So you want to request a window seat. And in addition, if you're sitting next to somebody that's sneezing or someone in the row in front of you or behind you, you want to create an air current with the vent. So you use that overhead vent on a low setting. It creates a current that will move germs away from you and back towards the person that's sneezing. So that's important.
Or you just blow it at the person in your wake, right? Whoever's around you or behind you. That's great. We're all fending for ourselves with the vent.
A personal fan around your head.
That is so funny. I never thought of that before.
The next thing is hydration. It's really important before you take a flight, down plenty of water or at least 8 ounces for every flight that you're going to take. And you may want to do, you know, given the situation here, you may want to chug it before you get on the flight. And I always bring bottled water with me anyway, but it's important just to bring along a reusable bottle and definitely fill it before you get on, because you definitely want a drink. And it was funny because before a flight that I was on recently, there was a woman who definitely needed to take a Xanax. She was in panic mode. And she forgot to bring water, and she, you know, got up, and the flight attendants told her to sit down. So if you're an anxious flyer and you need to take something, you also want bottled water with you.
I can't imagine getting on a plane without a bottle of water with me.
Well, now you've got your bottle of water. Now you're stuck in the bathroom, and you gotta pick your poison here, basically.
Last one is that if you are taking a long flight over 3 to 4 hours, you want to get up and walk several times during the flight, because there are people that take these long, long flights. And even if you're in great shape, you are at risk for a deep venous thrombosis or a DVT, which is a blood clot.
I can't imagine if everybody was going to do that.
Everybody's just getting up, walking around.
They're going to have to put a track on this thing.
Yeah.
They have to take turns.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Thanks, Jenna.
Thanks, guys.